Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Hey chickens, we are watching Hyde, or we've watched Hyde. I don't really do the recaps anymore. I'm too excited by Matt's missive. By the way, I do understand that I'm not going to get anywhere near through Matt's missive before the new episodes start in May, because it's like, what are we, 6, 8 weeks away from it? It's taken me months just to get through seasons 6 and 7, mainly because I didn't remember the episodes and I've decided to watch along. So I'm dragging you all for the ride. I am very excited about getting to the end of the Matt Smith era, which is only like, it's only a few episodes away. In realistic terms, in TV episodes of this podcast, probably 3 weeks, maybe 4. But yeah, I have like a huge trove of info and opinions that Paul sent through about the whole Moffat era that kind of can tie into everything that we've been talking about here about seasons 5, 6, and 7. So yeah, heaps of stuff. And if you've got any opinions on this era of Doctor Who, I would love to hear them. I remember at the time when Hyde was on, because I love Jessica Raine. Like, she's a delight. She plays Verity Lambert, obviously, in An Adventure in Space and Time. She was in Call the Midwife when it first started. She's in a great episode of, oh, what's that show where they have like the Line of Duty. She's in that, an episode of that, which is berserk. But yeah, she's really good. And Dougray Scott, who was originally meant to be Wolverine in X-Men, which Hugh Jackman will tell you frequently, like, he wasn't the first choice. It's like, they needed me. They called me in. I didn't audition. They just, they desperately needed someone. They were, because Dougray Scott was doing Mission Impossible 2 in Australia, and it kept running over or late or something was going on with it. It was weird. Anyway, it's Dougray Scott. He's had a very interesting career. He's also in that, they did like a new version of, was it Day of the Triffids? And he was in that. And was he also in the War of the Worlds one? Anyway, I think he's quite a good actor. I quite like him. Because he didn't get to be Wolverine, now he gets to play probably more interesting characters. Because, I mean, look at poor Hugh. He just, he has to just play people who are big and over the top. Because he's a movie star now. Very sweet man. The one time I met him, he was very lovely. Oh, my God. I'm going to need the vacuum cleaner. I've dropped another name. It's a mess down here. It's a mess. Losing my mind this week, clearly. So, yeah, Hyde. I kind of enjoyed it. Like, there were times in this episode where you kind of got the impression they were going a little bit too hard on the Doctor Who does Scooby-Doo. Like, because there's like a couple of like running down corridors, turn around and go the other way. Like, there's a bit of that. And so, yeah, I feel like the Doctor is Scooby-Doo, which makes Clara Shaggy. I know. So there's a bit too much of that. I did love all the old technology, although I kind of, like, because it's set in the 70s. But one thing, and I feel like they're, you know, they're, I was like, why is this set in the 80s last week? And why is this one set in the 70s? And I'm like, oh, I think because it's the 50th anniversary season, they're trying to, you know, go back to the eras of Doctor Who that have been, kind of thing. That's why there's like the big Dalek one in the first series, and like there's it's a lot. But yeah, there is a kind of... there was a thing, like, so there's a moment where Dougray Scott's character puts on a pair of headphones and they're, you know, I guess they're meant to look like 70s style headphones. And I'm like, they're the headphones I used to wear at work when I worked in radio, like the exact same model and brand. I'm like, did they exist? And I had a look at, and they did. They were, I mean, they were brand new in the 70s, but, and I don't know if they looked exactly like that, but I guess that was a thing. Maybe we were wearing, like, I was wearing very old technology when I was doing radio. Speaking of doing radio, I went to see And Juliet, the musical, this week, which is a whole bunch of songs by Max Martin, who's written for, like, you know, Britney Spears and Katy Perry and Pink and Kelly Clarkson. Like, you know, if, like, every big hit they had was probably a Max Martin song. And so it's all those actual songs in the musical. It's like, you know, it's a jukebox musical about what if Romeo and Juliet ended differently, and what happens after, kind of thing. It's cute and fun, but every single song that came on, like, I just was triggered somehow, like, because it was like, we played those songs every 45 minutes when I worked in radio. Like, it was a high rotation song. Like, Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson was like on a 45-minute rotation. Like, it was on all the time, and I love Kelly Clarkson, and that song is one of my favorite songs ever, and it's amazing. But yeah, when it was playing, I just had this weird compulsion to pull my pants up and go back to the studio. that's just how it works in radio. Anyway, Hyde. My God, this podcast, it's a mess. So I did enjoy Hyde for a lot of it. I'd forgotten. I remembered there was like a weird love story with a monster from the first time I watched it. And so seeing that, I was like, and that is a really hurried resolution at the end. So weird that this is written by the same guy that wrote Rings of Akatan, because they could not be any more different. Like, this one's got a bit more atmospheric, and kind of the relationship, you know, that he's building up between the scientist and the psychic, like, that's kind of really cute. Although I will say, I feel like it was done a lot better, that relationship, when it was in the Village of the Angels during the Jodie Whittaker Flux era. Like, I just thought that was, I mean, because there was not really much of a emotional relationship between them, but I just kind of, it was just felt like a much more, you know, like they were on more of an even footing, whereas here it still feels like it's riddled with some sort of, yeah, like, you know, gender-conforming roles. The man is the scientist, the woman is the psychic. Like, it just, and it really feels like, you know, she's going to throw everything away to be with this nice man. And you're just like, yeah, I don't know. But it's like the weird storyline with the woman trapped in the pocket universe, and the doctor has to go and the TARDIS doesn't want to, and then Clara has to talk the TARDIS into, and the TARDIS doesn't like Clara, and you're like, and that's like a whole ongoing storyline thing. And I'm like, I much prefer this episode now that I don't care about Clara anymore. I mean, it's not that I don't care about Clara as a character, I just don't care about her story. Like, I know what's coming in about three episodes time and why she's the impossible girl, and that resolution is somewhat unsatisfying because it kind of makes you go, oh, is that all? I know, it's weird for me to feel like that about it. But maybe I'll change my mind when I actually watch it again. Because, like I said, I've not watched these episodes since they were on. But I do remember the Metabilis/Metabilis discourse at the time made me believe, and this could also be due to the fact that I was, like, 2013 was, like, that was my 10th year of doing breakfast radio. So I was... Yeah, I was very tired. Like, you try getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day for 10 years. Like, you'll be exhausted too. But yeah, and I was just kind of like exhausted and just not really... Like, I was watching the show and just like, yeah, it's fine. But I just did... I came upon a theory that... And this kind of felt like it was, you know, borne out when I eventually did Whovians and watched Series 10. I feel like... Series 5 and Series 10 feel like the only series where Stephen Moffat was not also doing Sherlock. I could be wrong, but they feel like there was more attention paid and that maybe he wasn't really around that much. Like, because he would have said, oh, that's not how you say that word. Well, that's not how John Pertwee said that word. But then, you know, I like my other theory now about the translations. Which will come in handy for the next episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.